I'm gonna need a little minute. Da, 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 da.
You know what I'm talking about? You know what song I'm talking about?
I'm gonna need a little minute. Something, something. Da, 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 da.
Like, do we think that anyone is Team Amber Heard, or is it just Team Johnny? Is there a side of TikTok or Instagram that is pro Amber Heard that, like, I haven't seen yet? Or is just everyone pro Johnny and everyone's like Amber Heard is a liar and possibly the worst actress ever because she gets on the stand and pretends to cry for 4 hours? I mean, like, there's so many people from the Bachelor world that are better at crying on command than Amber Heard is. It's unheard of. Bad joke because we're talking about domestic violence, which is not funny. But I don't know. I'm just asking the question. Like, it just doesn't seem like from what maybe that's like this the prism of the social media algorithm that I'm being fed. I'm only seeing one part, but it just seems like everyone is against Amber Heard. You heard? I could do this forever. And it's not healthy how much this trial has consumed my life as of late. And I'm not proud of it, but it's where we are as a society, I think, or it's just where I am as a human. I'm embarrassed. But it does seem like she's lying a lot, is what it seems like. I could be wrong, though. I'm wrong all the time. Let's see what the brand eye thinks. Ding dong ding.
Hi.
What's up?
Oh, you know, same shit, different Monday.
What's going on? Why are you down in the doldrums?
Well, Mondays are just a lot of emails, and I am just not a sit in the office and answer emails type of gal, but I have to be on Mondays.
Who are you emailing on Mondays?
Oh, my agent, my manager, my business manager. You owe this person money. Bills, bills, bills. Do you want to do this project? Oh, here's a gig offer. Oh, do you want to do this paid partnership on Instagram for no money? No, I don't. Oh, look, let's negotiate. Okay, what do we do? Like, it's constant.
Sounds like cash money, ho.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to do it.
Well, those are good problems to have, I suppose.
Yeah, but Mondays are like that, and then I respond to everything.
Yeah.
And usually, like, ask questions or something where I am awaiting a response, and everyone blows me up on Monday, and then I don't hear from anyone for days. And no one answers anything for, like, a whole nother week, and then on Monday, it just happens all over again.
Because everyone's super ambitious on Monday, and then they're not anymore.
It's like Tuesday comes around, and everyone's just thinking about the weekend.
They're like, you know, I'm gonna get X, Y, and Z done, and then all of a sudden, Tuesday comes around, they're like, well, I sent out that email, so now next Monday, I will follow up.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works.
I think that people only really work on Mondays.
Me too.
Do people even work at all at this point? Is anyone really doing anything? I mean, like, when I had an office job, I was so good at doing nothing for very long periods of time.
Mm-hmm. That's America right there.
This is going to probably get me some flack, but, like, capitalism really is pretending to work under the guise of, like, a go-get-em attitude.
Yep.
And you know what? Like, every time, if you've done any traveling in Europe, like, they got that shit right. Fuck it. We're going on a 3-hour lunch. We're going to drink at lunchtime. We'll get back around 3:00. We'll do like 45 minutes of work and then then we're done. There's no pretense with Europeans. They're just like, fuck it. Whereas Americans, we're doing the exact same amount of work, but we're just pretending to do it. Whereas Europeans are just like, fuck it. I don't care. We're not doing
absolutely
that.
They also take off like an entire month for the holidays at the end of the year.
Yeah. I don't need more time with my family, if I'm being honest, but
yeah, same.
But I appreciate that.
Yeah. I'd like to like go to the beach for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. I think I just wanna not fake it anymore. Well, let's be real. I stopped faking it a long time ago. But for our listeners out there,
let's be real. You and I shouldn't be complaining one bit.
I'm not complaining. I had a lot of emails.
I'm complaining a little bit.
You are. I had a lot of emails today that I had to deal with. Here we are. Aside from the crippling issue of typing on your computer, how else are you doing?
Pretty good. The weather here in Nashville is fantastic. It's finally that time of year where you've got like a 2-week window of warm weather with minimal humidity and a nice cool breeze. It's not going to stay long. So when it's here, you have to really take advantage and get outside. So I did get outside a little bit today, which was nice.
Yeah.
Also, today's my brother Brazen's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Brazen. I think that was it.
That's it. Wow.
Yeah.
And it's late for you. You're the one who suggested this time for us. It's 5 o'clock my time, which means 7 o'clock your time.
Usually on Mondays, I don't have to feed any of the animals. Usually my girls have Mondays covered. But today I had to do the PM shift. So, and the horses eat at 4:30 sharp. So I was down there from like 4:30 to like 5:30 or so. And then I needed to come back up here and have a bite to eat so that I wasn't hangry while talking, whilst talking to my wife, Tears.
Do horses eat twice a day or once a day?
Twice a day.
So they do it like at 6:30 in the morning and 6:30 at night, or 6:30 in the morning and 4:30 at night. Is that what you said?
So we feed at 7:30 in the morning and 4:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah. So horses, obviously, like in the wild and stuff, like horses are out eating grass all day, right? Like they're eating 24/7, just little bits of food all the time. So because that's how they're meant to be existing, their stomachs are meant to be eating 24/7. So the best thing to do for horses is feed them, you know, small amounts of food over a longer period of time. So it's better to feed them twice a day than feed them like twice as much food one time a day. It's like not as good for their stomachs, you know?
Speaking of horses, did you watch the Kentucky Derby?
I did not, but I did see that Rich Strike won. I knew he was the underdog. I love an underdog story.
Yeah.
I heard a little bit of the controversy about he was biting the what's the guy's name? The ponies, the men, the other guy was like biting the other guy and his horse afterwards. And everyone's like up in arms because that rider was like hitting it. I've heard all these things.
Yeah.
Here's why I don't watch the Kentucky Derby though. I just can't watch those jockeys beating the horses to the finish line. Like, I just can't do it.
Yeah.
Like, in my sport, in my equestrian sport, there are rules. You can carry a crop, and by all means, sometimes it's like a kid. Sometimes, you know, you just got to slap them around a little bit if they're being disrespectful. But we have a rule that you can't hit a horse more than twice in a row consecutively. Like, if you take a whipping and whack, 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 you're not only disqualified from that class, you get in big time trouble with the federation.
All right.
And I think the same rules should apply in horse racing. I think, you know, one smack, maybe two, but more than that, and I'm sorry, you should be penalized because that's abuse.
Do you think that those horses know what the fuck's going on?
Like, I think those horses are bred to run.
Yeah,
and
but,
I think
but
those
do
horses
you think,
love to run.
Yeah, okay, yeah, for sure. I mean, listen, athletes like to be athletes, but do you think that they know, man, I got to be faster than the next horse next to me? Or do you think they're just like, what the fuck is happening? This guy's insane on top of me. What's going on?
I think they have no idea that they're in a competition that we're with all this money and obviously. But I think some horses, like, they are bred to do that. It's like a dog that's bred to be a working dog, like a German Shepherd or something. Like, they are definitely wired to run. And I do think horses can be competitive. And I think some of that, like, you know, horses are herd animals. So if you've got a more like alpha horse, like, it's probably going to want to beat the other one and be first. So, like, I do think that exists. And then obviously there are the horses that don't try as hard and don't win as much. So it is interesting. And I do think some of those horses love it, but I don't think you should have to beat them across the finish line with a whip.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I think it's insane that we do this, I guess, with horses. I think dog races are fine because the dogs are chasing after that bunny that's going around. So they, you know, so they're like, I got to get that fucking thing, you know? Imagine the horses are just like, what is this guy doing? He's like really in a hurry. Listen, the horse is all jacked up. He just won the fucking Kentucky Derby and he's nipping at the, you know, the mare or whatever that's supposed to calm him down or whatnot. But he's all jacked up, you know? He's probably on some steroids. I feel like everyone cheats in that, you know? It's like bike racing. I feel like everyone's cheating.
Well, they test their blood and stuff.
Yeah, but the last year, that one guy got caught, and he's a cheater. Pumpkin eater.
Yeah, the jockey.
No, not the jockey.
The horse...
The horse.
Oh, I don't follow. I don't know anything. Yeah. Well, the horse wasn't taking drugs. The stupid owners were giving the horse drugs.
Yes, of course it's not the horse's fault.
Obvi. It's never the horse's fault. I feel like a lot of people didn't really talk about it, but what I did see a clip of online was like yeah, the horse was all riled up and like biting at the end. And then his groom showed up. So every horse has like, a specific groom. And a groom is somebody that takes care of them on a daily basis. They're the ones that brush them, bathe them, feed them, walk them, all the things. And this guy's groom, the minute he shows up, the horse calms down.
Yeah.
And that guy knew exactly what to do to get that horse to cooperate for his photos and pull his shit together. And it was just the most precious thing. You could tell the guy loved that horse so much. It gives me chills to even talk about it. I just like loved watching that so much. I just put up on my Instagram story, I like retweeted something and it's a photo of the groom with the horse and it's just so precious.
Aww. Well, I hope got some money.
Me too. Because the grooms do a lot of work.
I went to the Kentucky Derby once and I gotta be honest with you.
Not that great.
It was a whole day thing for like 2.5 minutes of fucking excitement.
Yeah.
I had to get all dressed up like a peacock. I had to drink these very sugary drinks.
You had to drink. They forced
you. You got to drink a mint julep. You got to drink sugar water with rum in it. And then, or bourbon, whatever it is. I feel like there's not enough headroom for all the hat situation that's happening. You're constantly being like, whoa, hat. It's like limbo combat. You're always kind of like ducking and weaving and bipping and bobbing. There's a bunch of races beforehand. So you're like, is this the one? They're like, no, this is the preliminary thing. And you're like, oh, okay, well, let me know when like the big one's happening. And they all look the same. It's like 2 minutes. You know, it's like my sex life. It's like, it's exciting for 2 minutes, then it's over, you know? Then it's done.
2 minutes, huh? That's all you got in you?
Yeah, it's like 2 minutes, and then, you know, spend a bunch of money, and a bunch of people are unhappy, and, you know.
Just like your sex life. Wow.
Just like my sex. I'm kidding. I am kidding. I am a very generous lover.
Oh, God. Can we start the show? I don't want to talk about that.
Let's do it. You or me?
Yeah, I think it's you.
Bros and hoes. Coming on the stretch, we got Brandy and Cyrus and Will Adam, neck and neck. Oh my God, it's going to be a Kentucky Derby. Who's going to win in 2022? It's Wells by a nose. That's how I think that they sound, but I don't even know because I never watched it. You're listening to Your Favorite Thing podcast with?
Wells and Brandy.
Pretty good, though. Like you.
It was decent. It was decent.
Like you thought we were there for a second.
Oh, I felt like I was there.
You were there.
I was there, basically.
All right, guys, Bowl and Branch, yep, they're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh, and it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Bowl and Branch is amazing.
Bowl and Branch is loved by millions of sleepers, and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses, so if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at bowlandbranch.com.
That's Bowl and Branch, BOLLANDBRANCH.com. Promo code favorite. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Oh, I gotta light my candle. I gotta get in the mood.
Gotta get the vibe set.
I gotta vibe it up, bro.
Yeah, vibe it up, bro.
All right. So what's going on? What's new in your world?
I've been doing some serious spring cleaning. There is like a very small window of about like 5 days every year where I get motivated to throw shit away and organize stuff in my house. And that's, yeah. And I'm there right now. I'm there and it's not going to last much longer. But I went through my bathroom. I tend to hoard products, which mm-hmm. is not my best quality.
Yeah.
But you know, I just like think, I want to try that product someday, or like maybe my hair will turn frizzy one day and then I'm going to need that frizz product. Like you just don't know. So I tend to hoard, but I went through and I threw away, or not threw away, actually I gave all my girlfriends, like took them a huge bag of stuff that was like unopened products. You know, a lot of it I get sent or whatever, and some of it I bought, but I did give it to friends so it didn't go to waste. But I went through and cleaned out everything I don't use, I'm not going to use. And I organized my whole bathroom and it's pristine. I'm so proud of myself. And next on the list is the closet, which is very daunting, but I'm going to do it.
Wow.
Spring cleaning just feels so good. And for some reason, you truly get motivated to do it in the spring. What? Like, how does that happen?
Yeah, you should do it in the winter when you can't leave your house and you're disgusted by the filth of which you live. But it doesn't happen.
No, it happens in the spring. It's crazy.
Yeah. Because you're like shedding things, right? Like you're shedding clothing. Mm-hmm. It's getting warmer and you're like,
oh, yeah.
It's just a microcosm of what's happening in your life. Yeah, I get it. I can't do that. I'm too lazy. Someone's going to need to come here and get this shit. You guys need some stuff?
Oh.
You should see. So Sarah's been gone for well over 2 months now. And
it's a long time.
Very long time. The amount of Amazon shopping that she has done, and then also like things that have been sent to her, is so insane that she has she has an office, right? Like where she does her self-tapes and, you know, her like witch stuff and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Completely full. We look like hoarders of,
I'm sure,
of boxes. It's insane.
Yeah.
Next episode of Hoarders is going to be us, and it's just going to be her office. And it's quite comical now because so we have to go to New York for upfronts like very soon. And so her team has brought over like a bunch of clothes and shoes. And normally that would go into her office and so she could try them all on. But there is no room. So in the dining room now, we have all the clothes and the shoes. And I'm like, Carl is going to eat like these chimichurri shoes, you know, like it's going to happen.
Oh, no.
And that's on her. You know, it's on.
Is it? I mean, or is it on you? I mean,
it's,
for
on, it's,
your
on,
dog.
It's on Carl. It's on Carl a little bit. But it's also on her, you know. Don't order so much stuff.
Oh my God.
So do you remember when I was talking about how I'm obsessed with Megan Fox and MGK and I was like, I think they drink each other's blood. Like this was a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can find the clip to it.
I saw that Megan Fox and MGK got a cat recently.
Oh,
I
don't know if you saw that.
And there's this picture, maybe we'll show it on the Instagram. It's a picture of like them holding up the cat. I'm sitting there being like, I feel like they're about to like sacrifice this cat to some Norse god that I've never heard of.
It's don't just, say that.
They just freak me out. I have to be honest with you. I think that they like drink each other's blood. And mm-hmm. I think they actually do that. I got to see what their basement looks like. There's got to be a pentagram down there, you know? There's got some druid shit. There's some cloaks that I need to know about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's like bones of an owl that they use to foresee the future or something.
Okay, so I said that totally joking around because they weird me out, right?
Okay, yes.
And then I saw this the other day, and it just blew me away.
I guess drank each other's blood might mislead people, or like people are imagining us with like goblets and we're like Game of Thrones drinking each other's blood. It's just a few drops, but yes, we do consume each other's blood on occasion for ritual purposes. Only. It is used for a reason and it is controlled where it's like, let's shed a few drops of blood and each drink it. He's much more haphazard and hectic and chaotic where he's willing to just like cut his chest open with broken glass and be like, take my soul. Let me bleed on you. It doesn't not happen, let me tell you. Maybe not exactly like that, but a version of that has happened many times.
What the actual fuck? Let me cut my chest open with broken glass and bleed on you? You got props. You got props, okay? Probably not sterile, all right? Just an easy way to get tetanus, some sort of infection. 2022. We're not druids living in medieval times. Guys, what's happening here, okay? We got to go back to 1997 and hit up HBO and get some True Blood because this is bonkers. Can I please be friends with you guys so I can come over and be like, Jesus Christ. You know, everyone that thinks that people in Hollywood are like in some sort of cabal or Illuminati, this is why. You guys are doing this. And for what? World domination? No. People magazine clicks. Get it together. So I was right. They drink each other's blood. I said that as a joke, and they do that. They drink each other's blood. Now I wonder, like, if they do have a basement with a pentagram down there, that they there's bones of an owl that they use to foresee the future. You know, like, what else is happening in that household?
Or do they just say that as a PR stunt because they know it's a good soundbite and they know it's going to get impressed, but they don't really?
Can you imagine the powwow that you'd have to be like, all right, what are we going to do? You want to do some blood drinking content? Oh, man, that'll really get the people going. Like, I can't.
Yeah, people will do anything to stay relevant.
I guess, but drink each other's blood?
Yeah, just wait until you're like.
Struggling?
45 and washed up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll do
You're going to be doing some crazy shit.
Yeah. Speaking of crazy shit, the Met Gala was recently. Did Miley go to the Met Gala?
She did not go this year.
No?
No.
What do you think about the Met Gala?
I mean, I kind of live for it, honestly. But here's the thing is, like, my friend Kirsten and I were talking about it today. There's a very few people always that go that actually, like, do the theme. Like, no one really does the theme except for a very few people.
Well, because I feel like people don't really understand what the theme is.
No one ever understands the theme.
Okay.
Okay, so like the theme this year was gilded glamour, right?
Yeah.
What do you think that means?
Gilded to me sounds like the Knights of the Round Table are gilded in gold and frankincense and myrrh and swords and chainmail. That's what that means to me. Is that what that is?
I think so. Should we Google and see what Google says?
The Gilded Age. Covered thinly with gold leaf or gold paint.
Oh.
Wealthy and privileged.
Yeah.
He saw plain, decent boys transformed to gilded, roostering youths.
What does that mean?
A roistering youth? I'm not even sure what that word is. Here's the thing I find funny about the Met Gala. Guys shouldn't go to it. Because every time I look at what, you know, like, there'll be like some big power couple, you know, Pete and Kim, right? And so she's like fucking gilded to the gills. And then he's just like in a suit, you know, with like sunglasses on.
Well,
you know?
Yeah.
Guys can't peacock like that, you know, unless you're
That's true.
Billy Porter. Like, it just doesn't work. So I just feel like it's something for the ladies and guys.
I mean, it is.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I already feel so little at events on red carpets and stuff. I can't imagine going there with Sarah and being like, wow, I really have no idea what's going on, and I look like an idiot.
This Met Gala theme, I actually thought, was easier to interpret than a lot of them. Do you have a favorite? Was there anybody that was your favorite?
No, I don't care about any of it. I think it's...
Oh.
This is what I don't understand about fashion, all right? And I'm probably going to be in the minority here, but for something like that, what I don't understand about it is no one will ever wear that. So that isn't viable fashion for people to go buy. And if the whole idea of fashion is to make a trend that people want to go use, then that thing makes no sense because no one's going to be gilded in gold and chainmail.
No.
What are we, living in the Hunger Games in the district? Are we Caesar Flickerman drinking blood?
I think for this, it's more like fashion is art. And I think that, you know what I mean? Like, it's more of like a costume type thing.
Say what it is. It's a costume competition. All right. Halloween
is, fashion,
in May.
There's so many different types of fashion. There's runway fashion. There's fast fashion. There's so many different interpretations of it. And there is like a part of fashion that is art. And that's what a lot of this is. Like, these designers create something specifically for this night, you know, on theme. So it's an art contest for these designers to an extent. I'm sure you saw a picture of Blake Lively from the Met.
No, the thing that I saw was Ryan Reynolds looking after her. What a great guy Ryan Reynolds is for, you know, find a guy that looks at you the way Ryan Reynolds.
You, the way he works. Yeah.
You know,
can we all just get a Ryan Reynolds? Is that too much to freaking ask for?
Yeah, I know, but he stole the fucking show there. She's wearing something. I have no idea. The only thing that I remember is that Ryan Reynolds was like taking pictures
of
her.
That's because you have a crush on Ryan Reynolds. That's not because he stole the show.
Everyone has a crush on Ryan Reynolds.
Blake was queen of the Met, as she should have been. Her gown was beautiful. It was like an artistic representation of the Statue of Liberty, and she literally did like, it wasn't even a wardrobe change. It was they literally transformed the dress midway through her carpet walk. It was so sickening, and it was beautiful, and she did a great, I mean, she looked great, and she was on theme, and it was just all everything, and she wins Met. So if you need to see a correct representation of who did Met right, it was Blake Lively.
I always want to take like high powered hallucinogens and go to that thing one time and just be like, oh my God, the giant cheeseburger is talking to me. That's Katy Perry. Okay. Cheeseburger's talking. Whatever. Oh, it's just silly to me. Do you have any favorite things?
Bro. Bro. Did you finish Ozark?
Yes. And I have thoughts.
Okay. I do too. So I think we're going to have to do the thing where we say, if you don't want this to be spoiled, you need to fast forward 5 minutes because
we need 5 minutes.
Some things to say.
Well, yeah, we have things.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen Ozark yet, fast forward now. Because spoiler
three,
alert.
3, 2, 1, fast forward. Off the bat, did you like the final season or not?
I didn't.
Same.
Yeah.
It just did
and I
not.
Really, I really didn't like the ending.
Same. And I think it's one of those things where it's just really hard to end something that's been so good for a very long time, a la Game of Thrones, Sopranos, Seinfeld, anything like that. You can't live up to what the show has been. This season didn't have any compelling characters. Like, once you killed off the crazy bitch that grew the heroin, like, a really good villain was gone, and they tried to replace that with Wendy, I think, and you didn't get the payoff of Wendy dying in the end.
So the car accident,
which
was so out of the blue,
very
and so
weird.
It seemed so weird, not in context at all. It was very confusing, and to have that car accident and no one even got hurt, like that Wendy should have died in that car accident.
I wish Jonah had killed Wendy.
Well, that's what you've been saying from day one, that you want it to happen. But then...
And I wasn't...
If that happens, though, then sweet, sweet Jonah, I mean, just has such a mark on his baby soul forever. I don't know. There's a part of me that wants to believe that Jonah is still good.
Jonah killed a good cop.
I know.
So,
I know.
Him killing his terrible succubus of a
own
mother...
flesh and blood?
I know, but she's terrible.
She's awful.
And there was a part of me that thought that the cartel leader, Navarro, was going to get away, and then he didn't, and I was like, okay. Also, there's a weird thing that happened that season where I like totally thought that Wendy's brother was alive and was going to come back into the picture. Like, they made that scene very weird.
Yeah, they did.
You know, like, they didn't show him getting killed. They just show him digging the hole, and you're like, oh, maybe he's still alive.
See, that would have been a good twist.
It would have been great if he came in at the end or whatever.
Yeah. Did you know that actor is dating Kaylee Cuoco?
I saw that. Good for her.
Random.
Random, I guess.
Yeah.
Other things that I hated about all of that. Really weird to bring in the inn owner from the first season to the end, just to have her like kill the assassin. And what I was thinking the entire time was, you can't kill Ruth off, because Ruth is the one character which you can build a show around going forward if Jason Bateman doesn't want to do this anymore, which I could totally understand. Off to bigger and better things. This has been a thing that they've been doing for a while. But they kill her, and that moment where she's like, well, you gonna fucking do it or not, you know? And I'm sitting there being like, oh my God, you know what's gonna happen is the girl that's been staying with her is going to be up on that roof again, and she's going to kill the assassin, and that's how we're going to keep Ruth alive. Well, that didn't happen. So, like,
somebody that was such a massive character had to die, though.
Yeah, well, I get
that. If it wasn't going to be Wendy, then it had to be Ruth, I guess.
So what do we take away from the ending? What happens? Aren't they fucked once the woman figured out that it was Ruth that killed her son and it was no longer her brother? Like, wasn't the whole thing over? So is everyone dead?
I think probably. That's why I can't see how there's going to be any sort of spinoff.
I can't either.
I think it's over.
I know, but at least give us the payoff of seeing them die.
I know.
It was still good.
So yeah, it was a bit of a letdown. It was a weird last couple episodes. Like, I hate to be a hater, but I was disappointed.
Same. Like, I don't care about Wendy's father, Bible-beating, child-beating father. Didn't care about him. Didn't care about the guy who found Jesus there at the end. Like, there was all these sidelines where I was like, I don't give a fuck. Let's get back to, like, Wendy getting killed or something.
Yeah, I agree. Or when Ruth shot, I know it was early in the, before it was too soon for it to happen, but when Ruth shot, what's that guy's name?
Yeah, I don't know. Navarro's nephew.
Yeah, whatever, that guy. When she shoots that guy, part of me really thought she was going to then turn the gun and shoot the mom.
Wendy?
Wendy, thank you. I really thought she was going to literally just turn the gun and shoot Wendy, and I would have loved that.
I would have too.
Yeah.
Still a good show. I just didn't love the ending of it. I didn't love I just didn't love the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So, or the series finale. Have you been watching The Circle?
No, I don't watch that show.
Dude, The Circle is back.
You love The Circle.
I mean, I do and I don't. I think it's a genius television show. It's got to be so freaking cheap to make. My only complaint about The Circle, and I think this happened in the first season, and now every season subsequently, people act like that because they think that's how they're supposed to act because that's how it was in the first season, where someone will say something like, oh my God, I'm so excited to be here, winky face, happy face, hashtag ride or die girls, winky face, kissy face, head explosion emoji, and then someone's like, oh my God, Carissa's so nice. I can't believe she said that. I love that she said that. And I'm like, who the fuck talks like this? Especially when you're by yourself reading this shit. You know, you'd be like, okay, whatever, you know? Like, no one talks like this. Everyone in that show is full of shit because no one talks like that. And then they brought in, here's the thing, here's the kicker. And at first I was like, this is dumb that they're doing this. They brought in Scary Spice and Baby Spice on the show.
Weird.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, they jumped the shark last season when they couldn't get Lance Bass, so they got Lance Bass's manager for some reason that was pretending to be Lance Bass. It's very weird. And then this season they've got the Spice Girls, but they're pretending to be another guy. And at least Scary Spice says it like it is. She'd be like, oh, fuck that, bitch. This is bullshit. This is fucking bullshit. Where everyone's else like, oh my God, then she said hashtag like girl gang for life. Oh, it's so cute. I just feel like everyone's full of shit. I will say this though, Frank is an amazing reality TV personality. He is great. He's going to be a star. You're going to be a star, kid. My favorite thing in the world though, I'm just like two episodes in, so I'm not spoiling anything. But there is a girl that's the dumbest, and she's pretending to be her father, who's a real estate guy, but she doesn't know anything about real estate, so she changes his occupation to, I think, sex therapist, which I don't know if, you know, whatever. They have like a little thing. If you were writing your memoir, what would it be entitled? So this girl, who's like 23, is pretending to be her 57-year-old father or whatever. There's also a professional basketball player, a girl who played for the Harlem Globetrotters. So the girl from the Harlem Globetrotter goes, I don't know what the word memoir means. And so, and then the girl that's pretending to be the 57-year-old guy goes, same, don't know what a memoir is. And everyone's like, you're almost 60 years old and you know what a fucking memoir is? Like, what is happening? It's the best thing in the world. It's dumb. It's so good. So terrible. I'm just annoyed that, like, everyone is just like, oh, it's so sweet that they said that. Like, they're all fucking playing a game. Anyways, A Circle on Netflix. Good shit.
Wow.
I'm rooting for Frank. I want Frank to win this bitch. We'll see what happens. I also love the Spice Girls. Still do.
Okay.
Yeah. Still do.
Too good.
They're still great.
Yeah. Well, after a long month of no Grey's Anatomy, Grey's Anatomy finally came back this past week.
Uh-huh.
Kay, I was just bragging on you, Grey's, for having so much Dr. Marsh after I kindly asked for more Dr. Marsh on my television. Kay, this new episode, I patiently waited the full hour and there's no Dr. Marsh until the literal last, like, 60 seconds of TV. That's not enough.
Oh, my God.
Kay? It's not enough.
How dare you?
He's so hot.
Would you do him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Zero question. He is the new McSteamy.
Did you think McSteamy was hot?
No, but you can never replace McDreamy, so there can't be a new McDreamy, but there can be a new McSteamy.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Were you ever a Mike Myers fan?
Nah.
You weren't ever big into Austin Powers or Wayne's World or any of those movies?
No. No, because I wasn't a teenage bully.
That's true. Well, for of the YFTers out there that were big Mike Myers fans, he has a new show out on Netflix called The Pentaverate, which is pretty funny if you like that type of humor, which really is Mike Myers playing every fucking character on screen. except for Keegan-Michael Key.
An unlikely Canadian journalist finds himself embroiled in a mission to uncover the truth and just possibly save the world himself. Pentaveret.
So it's five guys who are in a secret club like the Illuminati. Mm-hmm. They keep saying it's like the Illuminati, except they're nice. And so four of them are played by Mike Myers. Like, he does like a Russian guy. He does like an ex-agent for the Stars. He does a billionaire who used to own like Fox News and, you know, so on and so forth. And then Keegan-Michael Key is also part of one of the five. If you are into Austin Powers or So I Married an Axe Murderer or Wayne's World, I think you will love this. If you are not, you might not like it. So this is really for the YFTers that grew up in the 90s that are probably boys. Let's be fair.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So none of our listeners. Great. Bye.
Yeah, exactly. Well, fair.
Ew.
But I've been watching it, and it has been catching my attention. So.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
And then I watched another documentary on Netflix called The Meltdown. Have you heard about that?
No. Do tell.
Dude, I'm telling you, the fact that we haven't destroyed this planet more than we have, I think is pretty amazing. The fact that like we haven't like extincted ourselves, is that a word? Extincted? We haven't gone extinct already is kind of bonkers. Anyway, so there's a documentary on Netflix called Meltdown, 3 Mile Island. Here's the tag. Insiders recount the events, controversies, and lingering effects of the accident at 3 Mile Island Nuclear Power Plant in Pennsylvania. So, do you remember when, I don't know if you watched it, but the Chernobyl thing?
Oh, yeah.
I loved that show. I thought they did a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
I remember watching it being like, these stupid fucking Russians or Ukrainians, wherever it was. I can't believe they would allow that to happen. Come to find out, we fucking did it, and I think we did it first, maybe, at 3 Mile Island. We totally fucked up a nuclear power plant and didn't know what was going on and started having a meltdown, all this stuff, in Pennsylvania. And of course, we did the thing that we as Americans do. Like, if anything really bad were to happen, no one would tell us. It would be...
No chance.
Yeah. They're having a full-on meltdown, and not a figurative one, a literal meltdown. And the government's like, don't be a bitch. It's going to be fine. Just stay right there until it's like they've got those like little like meters out like, and they're like, we should have kids and pregnant women leave. Let me tell you something. If anyone ever says we should have kids and pregnant women leave, you also need to have 37-year-old men leave too, okay? Because I don't know. There's a huge difference between me and a pregnant woman. We both have skin and bones and blood. You telling me that nuclear fucking fusion is going to be like, we're going just after the pregnant women. They're going after all of us. What kind of crazy world is this?
They're telling you that the pregnant woman's life has more value than the 37-year-old man.
Well, not in 2022. That much.
You gotta cut that.
Well, it's true.
It reminds me of the Titanic. Obviously, the boat is sinking, and they're like, yeah. It's all fine. We're all fine. Just keep playing the instruments. Like, we're Gucci. Okay, no, we're not.
Yeah. No, the poor people need to stay down there, and then we'll get the women and children on the boat, and the men will be fine because they're not susceptible to freezing cold waters. No, it's ridiculous. The world is ever ending. I think that we now know the government is just not going to tell us, and that's fine.
Yeah, we'll be the last to know.
We'll just all be dead and be like, what the fuck just happened? And then there'll be like four guys that, you know, in heaven being like, sorry, we didn't want to cause a panic, so we just didn't say anything. Meltdown 3 Mile Island. God damn.
What year did that happen? Do you know?
I want to say like in the 80s.
Okay. Not that long ago.
No. So maybe the Chernobyl thing did happen beforehand, but...
Interesting.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
What do you think there are more of in the world? Eyes or legs?
Probably legs, because there are so many four-legged animals.
Okay. What about fish, though?
That's true.
A lot of fucking fish.
A lot of, you're right. There's a lot of fish. You're right.
So do you think now there are more eyes than legs?
But think about all those little insects with a zillion legs.
Yeah. But then insects also have a lot of eyes sometimes. Like spiders have like 8 eyes or something.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But they've also got 8 legs.
That's true. Very true.
Damn, I don't know. Is there an answer to this?
I have no fucking clue.
That's something you should ask somebody when they're stoned as hell.
Yeah, ask your mom that tonight.
Yeah. Oh, too good.
I don't know if you saw it on TikTok, but there was a question, what are there more of, wheels or doors?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm, I did see that.
And what do you think? Do you think there are more doors or are there more wheels?
I have no idea.
Okay, back to my original question. Do you think there are more eyes or legs?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with legs, I think.
Sticking with legs. There are so many fish in the sea. There are like zillions
Although,
of them.
We are killing them at a rapid rate.
We are.
If you want to get real.
You know, British people amuse me to zero end. Have you ever heard how British people, how they refer to math as maths? Like, I'm really good at maths.
I feel like there's other words that they say, like rain. Like, can we say rain?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure in other countries they say rains. The rains are coming in instead of the rains coming in.
I miss the rains down in Africa.
See?
Actually, I think the exact lyric is, I bless the rains. And that's weird, too.
Yeah. But, so I've also heard people not from America say monies.
See? What?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess I want plural monies. I don't want just one money.
Yeah.
I want multiple monies. But maths never made any sense to me because, like, we don't do that. I mean, do you guys say, like, all right, Lev, after maths, I'm going to histories? Like, you don't say that, you know? Third period is PEs. No one. Why is maths plural to you? It's just math.
Yeah, I don't know.
If we have any British YFTers out there, what the fuck, love? What's happening? Why are you saying it like that? That's weird.
Yeah, it is. Although something tells me that we're the weird ones.
Oh, yeah, because it's their language. I'm sure we just butchered.
Yeah.
I saw this on the internet the other day, and I thought it was really interesting. Speaking of school, the way that like we were taught about American history, it was a bunch of religious people who were being prosecuted for what they believed in, so they left and they came to America to create their own world. And like, you know what, how they teach it over there in England, what happened?
Tell me.
That it was a bunch of crazy religious people who, like, they were like, get the fuck out of here. You guys are weird. And that makes so much more sense.
It really does.
So much more
You're
sense.
You're right.
So much more sense. You want to get into Roe v. Wade or what? You want to get...
Not sure we should do that.
Yeah. Are you keeping up with the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp of it all? Or, like, you're not into that?
Oh, not really. But I have a great sound clip from that to play you.
And you would sometimes drink whiskey in the mornings too, right? During this time period.
I isn't happy hour anytime?
and you would...
It's too good. Like, that's the shit I care about, is just these short clips that go viral on social media.
Yeah.
Of Johnny just being hilarious.
Yeah, it's... I feel like I was talking about this before I called you, that I like public opinion is like, it seems like fully with Johnny Depp.
I know, fully.
Here's the thing. They're both actors. If you try to keep it together in your brain, they both could be full of shit. If we're being honest, Johnny is the better actor. So he might be just much better at this.
That's true.
But Amber seems so bad at acting. Like, she's up on the stand, fake cry. Like, she can't squeeze out any tears. And I'm like, we got to send this girl to reality TV boot camp. All those girls that I have to, like, bartend for every summer in Paradise, they can cry on command. And this girl can't cry.
You're right. I mean, the fact of the matter is, they're both crazy.
Totally.
Listen, it's just, they're both crazy. Johnny's just funny.
Yeah.
And crazy. So, we like him more.
Yeah. So, maybe that's what the takeaway is. So I think what we've learned is you can be as crazy as you want. As long as you're funny, you can just kind of float through life, which is like really what I'm banking on at this point. Like, that's...
Oh, boy.
I mean, like, that's my bread and butter right there. Speaking of being funny, do you have any thoughts on the Dave Chappelle thing that happened the other night?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, he was doing a show at the Hollywood Bowl, and someone came on stage with a gun, but it wasn't a real gun. It was a gun that, like, when you pull the trigger, a knife came out. Still a weapon.
What?
And he tried to tackle Dave Chappelle, and then Dave Chappelle kind of, like, shrugged him off. I guess Jamie Foxx was there, and then, like, a rapper, Chris Rock, was there, and they dragged the guy off stage, and then I think that Dave Chappelle beat the shit out of him. And then Jamie Foxx, like, broke his arm. When you look at pictures, this guy's arm is broken.
And no then, way.
And then, of course, Chris Rock has comedic timing of a golden god. He comes out and he's like, was that Will Smith? You know? And then, of course, everyone laughed and whatnot.
Oh, gosh.
Anyways, dude, it's crazy out there. I can't tell jokes anymore.
You can't. So I'm not sure that your bread and butter is going to be sticking.
I know. Damn.
Did you know that in California, they're passing a law that you can't put food compost in the trash anymore? You have to separate it. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, you better look that up, because apparently that's a thing. This is not an ad.
By the way, you can put anything you want in the trash. The trash guy going to be like, ding dong, excuse me, there's a banana peel in here. You're in trouble.
Well, like at my house, they will not take any trash that's not in a trash bag. Like, if you can't just toss something in the bin, like, it has to be in an actual trash bag, or they will just fucking leave it in the trash bin. It's annoying, but also, like, I get it. But anyway, so you can't put food directly just in a, you can't put, like, raw food in the trash anymore in California, apparently. But so Simple Human, that makes the fancy aluminum trash cans, they came out with this little attachment, this little aluminum attachment. It looks like a mini trash can that hangs on the side of your trash can, that's for composting, for, like, food waste. And you put it in there, and then you toss that in your food waste bin when you go outside. Genius.
Do you have a garden that I don't know about?
No, but you know what I was thinking? My pigs would love all of my leftover food.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to start composting, but for my pigs.
I think that's a great idea. And I didn't even know you had pigs, so.
I have two pigs.
You learn something new every day.
Puddles and Daisy.
Puddles.
Puddles is a big girl.
That's a good name.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Anyway, composting. Get on board. It's a thing. It's a trend.
Do you have any Muzaks?
I'm gonna next week, because Young Nikki's dropping some new music.
Oh,
soon.
Shit. I came across this band. I don't think this song's new, but I really liked it. Have you ever heard of this band called the Backseat Lovers?
Uh-uh.
This is a song called Kilby Girl that I really enjoyed. It's not new, but it's new to me, so.
Feels like a night to carry a tune. I've been carrying yours.
It's got kind of like a Strokes vibe to it, with the shins and then, like, the guitar parts of Vampire Weekend. Anyways, it's not a new song, but I just liked it. It's called Kilby Girl by the Backstreet Lovers.
Cute. This is not new either, but I've been listening to a lot of Surf Mesa lately. Do you listen to them?
No.
They're on a bunch of festivals this year, actually, that I've been seeing advertisements for. But one of my favorite songs by them, you can play Carried Away. It's a good one. But their stuff is great.
This has got Madison Beer on it.
Oh, that one does? The original one does not, I don't think.
I like that.
And you know who else I've been listening to a lot?
Who?
Is John Kay. Again, nothing new, I don't believe, but I like a lot of his stuff. Play Happiness. It's catchy.
Yeah, now it's hard to remember what it's like to feel better. I
wonder if I feel it again. Happiness, where you been, where you gone, are you coming back? It's been so fucking long since I looked in the mirror and saw someone who reminds me of when I knew you.
It's cool.
Yeah. I got one more for you. Arcade Fire has some new tracks out. Big Arcade Fire guy over here. This is called Unconditional, and then in parentheses, Lookout Kid. A lifetime of skin deep and heartbreak comes so easy, but a life without pain would be boring. And if you feel it, it's fine. All right, New Arcade Fire. You ever seen them live?
It's been a really long time, but yeah, I saw them at a festival forever ago.
They're a party, man.
Yeah, they're good.
Is that everything?
I guess so.
Anything you want to promote?
Not this week, no.
All right.
I'm Gucci.
You're Gucci?
Yeah.
You got to go watch The Circle.
Do I?
No, actually.
You know what I'm going to watch is, do you remember the show called The Way Down? That's about that cult here in Brentwood.
Oh, yeah. I thought you watched that.
Well, I did, but they just released like 3 new episodes.
Oh, yeah. It's getting crazier.
Gotta watch.
Gotta watch.
I love a cult story.
Yeah. I love that. All right. Well, okay. I think we did it.
I think we did the damn thing.
Have a great week.
You too. Tish's birthday is Friday. Make sure you send her a text.
My birthday's coming up too.
I know, Monday.
And your birthday's coming up too.
Yeah, that's later.
26th?
Yeah.
Got it. All right, YFTers, we love you.
Love you guys.
And happy birthday to you guys out there. You know, maybe someone out there is celebrating a birthday.
I'm sure. So many birthdays in May.
Yeah. All right, we're out of here. Be good.
Love y'all.
Later. Better than I do.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.